Hello everyone, this is Angel, and we just want to take a moment to let you know that there's a trigger in this episode. So if you are sensitive to talks of sexual assault, molestation, or sexual misconduct of any kind, towards the second half of the episode, we talk about it deeply. So we wish you the best, and we're praying for your heart and your healing. Thank you so much for listening to us. Have a wonderful day.
Man, what's up? You might remember that Angel convinced me to do something I have no business doing, and that's giving advice. So on these lying lessons, I'll be giving you my opinion on anonymous questions and on health and relationships. You can take it for what it's worth, but you will be entertained. And if you're looking for the audio drama, go to season 1 and 2. I highly recommend it. Because you know, that shit is dope. But right now, this is Lion Lessons. Oops. I think that was the best way to start the episode was no, oops.
Look, you caught me off guard. I thought you were going to say Lion Lessons.
That too. Welcome back to another week of Lion Lessons. But oops, man. Angel and I forgot to drop the episode.
Oh my goodness. We're terrible. So for starters, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. We weren't having a good day with one another yesterday.
Hold on. Now we're going back because I remember telling them, I don't think we'll not do an episode.
No, but look, I'm going to tell the story properly. Okay. I'm going to tell it properly. Right. We weren't having a good day with one another yesterday. We were going back and forth almost from the time that we woke up. And it wasn't pretty, folks.
Angel was wrong.
Really?
It was what?
Okay. Like, I really think that that was unnecessary. And that is not true. Actually, it's a falsehood and inaccurate.
I was only playing, man. Give me a break.
Okay. Anyway, so that started. And then also yesterday was the day that I had the privilege, the absolute privilege of being on a panel at PodFest Global with Experience J, with Monice Mitchell-Sims, and with Aisha Casey, who are other women who have created very dope audio dramas out there. And we talked about being Black in the audio drama space, what it has been like, the lack of exposure, the lack of support, the need for listeners, the out-of-budget and out-of-pocket costs. So it was really, really phenomenal. And they gave me the honor of being the moderator. And some people said I did okay. So I'm happy about that also.
Oh, you did great. Oh. Although, mm-hmm. I really didn't get to participate. Well, number one, I wasn't invited.
Okay, so, you know what? This is the problem.
Well, I wasn't invited, but that's no problem. I probably wouldn't have showed up anyway. But
wow, okay.
But that's just me. Okay. I'm not that person. Two, Angel didn't even tell me about it. Well, she told me about it.
I was like, why are you lying?
She didn't remind me that it was going down yesterday.
This is part of the reason why
we got into it yesterday.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on, let me finish. It was a huge deal. When she first told me about it, I was excited for her, for us. I was like, oh, this is fantastic to be a part of this. I was like, man, let me know. I'm going to listen in. I didn't get the opportunity to listen in. Angel didn't remind me. And I could have been there listening in.
First of all, I did remind him. I reminded him. We had a whole discussion. And I even gave him the details of what he was doing during the conversation. I said, remember, Gaza, I fried the sausage up for you. And I put it to the side. You came and you went to go get your red beans and rice. And you wanted to add the sausage to it.
Red beans off the chain.
Anyway, so he came to get it. And he's like, oh, he put the rice that I just cooked inside of the bowl. So it was already hot and he was going to put the cold beans out of the refrigerator in there and heat it up. I was like, why would you do that? The rice is already warm. He's like, well, should I put the sausage in there too? And I was like, hey, the sausage may have already cooled down. So you check and see. No, the whole entire thing is I gave him this wonderful scenario to help him remember the conversation. And as he put it in the microwave, I was like, yeah, tomorrow I have to ask my boss if I can get off 10 minutes early from our conference call so that I can prepare to get onto the new call, which was the PodFest conference. And how I felt about asking her for that time when my support partner is on vacation. I said this to him, and I don't remember you saying any of that. You must have said it to me while my headphones are on. Why would I believe that when we're talking, we are in a full-blown conversation and you have even responded to me, and now you're telling me that you weren't actually listening and you gave me a false response or a pseudo response because you were actually paying attention to something else, and now I am being held accountable for your inability to listen? And also, even far beyond that, if you were listening, your inability to remember something that I told you that was important, because you think that I take too long to get to the point, so you tune me out instead of listening because you know I would like to give you the full picture so that there's clear and abundant understanding.
Either way, it wasn't very, very clear that that was going down at the time that it went down yesterday.
You know what?
You left room for a lot of assumptions. I got the call from Angel's mom talking about, how do I log into the PodFest? I'm like, what? What do you mean PodFest? She's like, yeah, Angel's doing it today. I was like, hold on a second. And I'm hearing Angel in the background talking. I was like, you know what? She told me she had a big meeting going on, but I figured it was with work. Come to find out, she was on the PodFest.
I didn't tell him I had a big meeting. Our 6-year-old that I had a big meeting.
But I was in the room. I heard you telling her to go somewhere because you had a big meeting. So I'm thinking it was to do with work. And I get the call from your mom, and I'm like, oh crap, I think that's what she's on right now. So I'm me and your mom trying to figure out, because your mom's having issues trying to log in. And I'm like, well, shit, I'm not even signed up for this shit. Why the hell didn't Angel get me prepared for this if she knew this was going to be today?
It's my responsibility to get you prepared. Like, you're a grown person too.
Really? That's what you're going to throw out right now?
He is grown. Really?
I am grown. But that's not the point here.
But also, I also want to call out, guys, I was nervous. I was frantic, and we had been arguing. My mind was all over the place. And also, I still had this apprehension of dealing with my boss at the time, even though my boss is amazing. Let me put that out there because I want everyone to be clear. I work for a phenomenal Black woman, but nonetheless.
That's rare. That's rare.
And she's amazing. Every time I have been under the leadership of a Black woman, it has been a good experience for me.
That's good.
Right. And you know that I became very good friends.
I already know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's still my friend to this day. So there it is. And I love you if you're listening. I don't know if you are, but whatever.
So anyways, oops. Oops. We forgot to drop the episode. But we was cool. We was cool, like, came in the day or whatever. Maybe a little later on in the day.
It wasn't until we were about to eat dinner.
We would have still recorded the episode.
We were exhausted from still arguing for the whole entire day, to the point that Gazza didn't congratulate me.
That's not true.
Or nothing.
That's not true. But the first thing I told you, you did great. And then I started off, and then I came around.
He told me that I stole the experience from him.
Really?
Yeah, that's what you said.
That's not the exact words I use, but okay.
He said,
Feel a little robbed.
He said it was taken from him. That's
feel a little robbed,
said.
Because you could have set me up, man. You knew I weren't signed up or registered for none of that shit.
I was in a frenzy.
I know. You could have talked to me. You could have talked to me. If you were nervous or if you were concerned, you could have talked to me.
No, we were arguing. So why would I feel like I could talk to you
before,
in that moment?
Before, you were already feeling like that.
No,
you said.
Woke up coming at me.
Nah, I didn't. No,
yes,
I didn't.
I
woke up trying to eat some food, like you said earlier, and cooking some food in the microwave.
No, actually, that was the day before. See, you're still not even listening now.
Man. Whatever, let's move on. Apologies, though. But we here. We here.
We're back, guys.
Back strong.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So, oops. I did it again.
That's what you're going to name the episode?
Oops. I'm going to name it Oops, for sure. That's the name.
We didn't remember till the next morning. And it took me to remember. Look at that. My memory good.
Oh, you know what? Can I say one thing that's also pretty cool about us? That we can make up and it doesn't involve sex, which means it's a real makeup. You see?
It's not a facade.
It's not a facade. The feel-good orgasm didn't overshadow everything. Like, we made up through true, pure emotional work.
Yeah. Yeah, and I agree. And, you know, I had to be the bigger man and just...
I cannot with you right now.
Forgive Angel for her sins.
Oh, I can't stand you. I cannot.
But you know, it's all good, babe. I still love you.
Yeah, I still love you
too. I really did want to listen in and hear you speak, because you're a great speaker, man. You're a great moderator, and you know, that's a strong skill set, boy. I'll tell you that. That's gonna push the mermaid and the lion far. That's gonna push the mermaid and lion far.
You know, we have taken up almost 10 minutes.
Don't put me on the public stage, goddamn. Because there ain't no telling what would come out of my mouth.
Why did you use the Lord's name in vain?
I'm sorry. See, that's what I'm saying right there. That's what I'm saying. Ain't no telling what's going to come out of my mouth.
Yeah. Apologize.
I did apologize.
To God. Okay.
Apologize.
All right. So, anyway, we've taken up almost 10 minutes. Oh, yeah. Almost 10 minutes.
Yeah, I guess you were right. It does take us like 10, 15 minutes to get warmed up.
Told you.
Yeah, you're right.
See? He doesn't listen to me, guys. Doesn't listen to me. With that being said, I think that we should just go ahead and close it out with the follow-up and leave the question for next week.
Okay. Follow-up on what?
The follow-up on the girl from the boyfriend with the perv dad.
Oh, you heard back from her?
Yes, I did. And this is another thing, guys. I feel like I told him this, but whatever. So if you heard my pause.
Angel be trying to talk to me at the most weirdest times, man. Yo, man, fellas, check in with me and let me know, man. Does your wife or your girlfriend try to talk to you at the most weirdest times?
I don't. It's not true. These are all, again,
sound off, man.
These are all falsehoods. He is pushing a false narrative about me. But either way, let's get back to our young lady. If you guys recall from last week, we got a letter in from a young lady who...
Was it last week? It was last week?
Yeah, I think.
I feel like it was longer. But okay.
It does feel... Because you know why? Because we missed our recording day.
Yeah, probably. I'm off track.
But the young lady received... And we also didn't... This was our very first week only doing...
Doing the one episode. Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we still messed up. This is bad. We need the two episodes to keep us together.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
So nonetheless, let me get back to it. The young lady was gracious enough to reach out and let us know the update on what happened. So for starters, I'm not going to read her DM because it was back and forth in a conversation, but I did ask for permission to share the story because I just found it to be rather interesting how it all turned out.
That's pretty cool though, man. Hey, whenever we do more, mm-hmm. just ask them if we can get the follow-up, like if Gaz is... solutions really helped or not.
Oh my gosh. Yes, we can do that.
That'd be pretty cool.
This crazy advice this man gives. But in this particular case, it worked in his favor. Oh. So the young lady confronted her boyfriend. Well, I shouldn't say she confronted him. She told her boyfriend about what she had been experiencing with his father. And it actually, every time she had seen him, which was 3 previous times, he had touched her very inappropriately. Like basically, one time he rubbed down her side, like kind of like...
Oh, she gave you more information?
Yeah, like he kind of like rubbed down her side, like where her breasts were hugged her. And then another time he came up behind her and reached into the sink while she was washing the dishes and like pressed his whole body up against the back of her.
Oh, he tripped. No.
Yeah. And then another time was exactly what we assumed when... like a hug goodbye. Mm-hmm. And you know, she's trying to give, like she said, those other things that happened. So she tried to do the side hug and he like hugged her and like rubbed over her body.
Oh, she's a soldier. I gotta take my hat off to her, man. Mm-hmm. That's wow.
Yeah, it was a violation in every capacity. So she goes to her boyfriend. She's nervous, right? Because now she's let these things happen. I shouldn't say she let these things, because that's not true. These things have occurred and she has let time go by because she's felt concerned about approaching him. And now it's all built up. And like, you know, is he going to believe her because of the time that's passed? You know, all this other stuff. But she goes to her boyfriend because the dad is coming. It was like, hey, I feel uncomfortable with him coming because these things have happened. Shock, guys. The boyfriend loses his head. Why? Because the reason that his dad and mom divorced was because the dad was being a perv when he was young and filling up mama's friends.
Damn, yo, he was doing that shit?
He's
been doing it.
Been doing it. So the reason, like, his parents divorced, like, when he was a teenager, because the dad was, like, messing, like, not really messing with them, but the friends were coming to the mom, like, your husband is doing this.
Oh, he got an issue.
Yeah, and so I guess he's a sex addict. He said he went to therapy, and things seemed good, and the son was really happy to reconnect because, you know, basically he loved his dad. And the fact that this happened, you know, he was upset, but, you know, he's just feeling like his dad was sick, right?
And right. Well, you know, I'm hearing that it's kind of a sickness for some people.
Yeah, it is. And the dad said that he went to therapy.
You need to go back to therapy.
He does. He needs some serious rehab. Sure. So the boyfriend confronts the dad. And everything, the dad is being very defensive in the conversation, which I guess, like an addict, right? If we're saying that an addict would be, but the son is like trying to convince him that this is wrong. You need to please get help. Like that's kind of the approach that the son is taking. But then it actually took a turn for the worse when the father blamed the girlfriend for it.
He blamed the girlfriend?
Yeah, he said that she was purposefully making her butt jiggle when she walked.
Yeah, he's delusional. He's delusional. He need to go back to rehab, y'all.
She was purposeful. Like, what? Like, so... She does have a donk. I have to show you her picture.
She got a donk. She got a donk.
No. But either way, yeah. So, excuse that clapping, guys, because I missed the beat and everything on that. But either way, no, she does have a very... She's very shapely. She's actually very, very gorgeous. But... Yeah.
So what did the boyfriend do again? What did he
do? So after the dad blamed her, it kind of like he took his dad and like, I guess when you put the, she said shoulder arm lock thing, slammed him up against the wall and had his knee in his chest.
Oh, he G-checked him.
Yeah. And was basically told him he never wanted to see him again.
Marry that nigga, man.
But now she feels terrible.
Nah, marry that nigga, man.
No, she like, no, obviously the guy's going to ride for her. I think that she has a good man, but. Now she feels bad because now she feels like she has now stolen dream of reconnecting with his father.
No, you haven't. You just brought him back to reality. Mm-hmm. The pop still needs some work. Yo. That's mm-hmm. That's all you done did, man. That's all you done did. And your relationship was tested and you guys survived it. And your boyfriend did the right thing, man. He's thorough. I respect that, man. Mm-hmm. And that just goes to show somebody like that, man, who's going to go to war for you mm-hmm. against his own family, too. Yo, that's big shit. Don't take that lightly. That is huge. When mm-hmm. somebody's ready to go to battle with your family for you, mm-hmm. yo, that's on a whole nother level, man.
Yeah,
he ain't doing that for just anybody.
Yeah, shout out to him. Yeah, I definitely he believe that he loves
so, yeah,
this girl.
Big shouts out to him, man. So I got a lot of respect for that dude, man, because that's not an easy thing to do mm-hmm. to go, you know, to go up against pops or mom, whatever, anybody in the mm-hmm. family with stuff like that. So and not a lot of real people do that, so. I think that's what's up. A lot of people pull a blind eye to things.
They do.
You know?
Right. And he could have just been like, oh, maybe you're overreacting.
Right.
Or you're
trying to save his pops,
yeah.
right?
And he didn't do that. Not at all. He took her word for it. And then I think that he did the right thing, right? He took her word for it and then tried to approach his father for his side. And then dad, you could have
got a knee in the chest.
Yeah.
that's what happened to dad. He got a knee in the chest. Because, rightfully so, though, man.
Because the son wasn't, it sounds to me, because that part we didn't go really any deeper into, but it sounds to me like he really was trying to preserve the relationship with his father. Like
that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. And then
that's what it sounds like.
Then dad.
And I don't blame him, though, because I don't know if I would have told the person that was with all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I would, you know, I would try to give him, you know, benefit of the doubt to mm-hmm. bring him into my, you know, who's going to think that the parent, one of the parents is going to do something like that to the person they're involved with?
I wouldn't.
I couldn't imagine my dad doing that.
What? Your dad is the most innocent man in the world. Like, I'm really surprised he's your father.
And that's the thing too, right? Because there's no excuse because you've walked around the house with a bra on or something like that, right? And my pops has been up here and he's seen you in your bra and shit like that.
Wait, hold on. Can we please clarify?
What?
I am not, like, hold on. Just like,
I'm just saying, I'm trying to think about her situation, right? And he's all googly eyes.
I'm not sitting up here trying to tempt Gaz's father. Pops, I'm not around here.
You're going to tempt a 70-year-old man. Okay. Okay.
I'm just saying in general, right? Because you're like, oh, you walk around here in your bras. Like when I see your dad, that I wouldn't attempt to go and get.
No, but what I'm saying is, you know, I mean, of course, but sometimes they randomly come up. So just to give everybody a little more perspective, my parents, what's the way to say this without sounding like we're damn rich or some shit like that? This place, we just bought a big enough house and we don't have a basement. We have another house downstairs.
Yeah.
I would just kind of put it like that. But that's, I brought my parents in with us so that we could kind of look after them in that older age as they get older. So,
and please believe me, they're living a great life. So they're not like basement dwellers where it's all dry and or wet and weird. No,
they're in the basement.
Right.
No ceilings.
Like now you make me want, it kind of makes me want to post a picture. Like, no, look, they're living good. We're not mean. Like, look, it is two humongous bedrooms, a whole living room area, a full kitchen, like a gourmet kitchen, because she was not going to have anything less. They have an office. They have a huge storage room. They have 1.5 bathrooms.
It's 2.5 bath.
No, it was 1.5.
Is it 1.2? Yeah, 1.5.
One and a half baths. They're living the life. They're living the life.
Yes, I definitely won't call it a basement. But either way, so yeah, sometimes they occasionally pop up. I got to put a lock on that door too. Sometimes they occasionally randomly pop up.
Oh my gosh. And they come upstairs yelling like so. Gaz and I both work from home. And I'm like, oh my gosh, trying to hurry up and hit mute when I'm on like Zoom meetings. Like, oh my gosh, here they come.
But yeah, but what I was saying, like sometimes you'll be dressed a certain way and they may just pop up or whatever, mm-hmm. you
That's
know.
True.
And pops, man, please. Pops. Yes.
Oh, I went downstairs in an emergency. I know that. I think the time when you're talking about the bra, something was going on downstairs. Like he wasn't feeling well. And I went downstairs and I forgot that I just had on a bra and those shorts. And your mom was like, what you got on?
But that's how comfortable you should be able to feel, though, right? Mm-hmm. You should be able to feel comfortable like that within your own home, regardless of who's there. And it's not inappropriate. You're at home, man. It's not inappropriate, man. And,
but I also...
But I'm just thinking about the girl and, you know, she's in her home and she's dressed a certain way and, you know, Pop's family comes over or whatever. You know, obviously there's a level.
Right. But I do want to say this, and I hate this, really actually bothers me a lot, that if you are in your own home and you have on panties and bra and someone sees you, they're like, oh, this is disrespectful. I can't believe that that's all they had on. But all I did was wear the same thing that I would have on if we all went to the beach together. And it would be probably what I'm wearing at the beach would be showing more than these bras and panties. So how come inside of my own home is disrespectful to have on bra and panties, but at the beach is not?
Yeah, I don't feel like anything you do in your own home is disrespectful.
I just want to put that out there. And then also the fact that we raise our girls, like, you know, because someone's coming over, oh, you got to go put on some clothes. Like, how about we raise our young men? Don't go in there all being all perverted, staring at these young ladies in their own home that they have to go and put on sweatshirts and sheets to cover themselves because you don't know how to control your hormones.
I agree with that. And we've had this conversation a few times and sometimes we've even bumped heads on this conversation, mm-hmm. right? And yeah, in your own home, I definitely agree with that. I feel a little differently when you kind of go outside the home.
Right.
I don't know. I guess I just feel like although it should be like that, right? Mm-hmm. These guys shouldn't be perverted and they shouldn't. But unfortunately, the sad truth is that they are.
Mm-hmm. And until we are in a world where men hold other men accountable for their actions.
And that's the thing, yeah.
It's not going to work. And that's okay. Not saying it's okay that it occurs. It's okay if we understand that. And all we need is one more man to do the right thing every single day. And then there you go. The mm-hmm. world of women could be protected. Because just like you said, the number one thing you said was when the young lady went to her boyfriend, that he could have like kind of overshadowed it, right? And been like, oh, you know, maybe you're overreacting or maybe you took it mm-hmm. wrong. And that's what a lot of guys do, like for their friends and stuff like that, because that's their homie or that's their brother or their father. And opposed to like, let's really get to the root of this, because if they're doing this, it's actually unhealthy.
Yeah.
It's not just harming the woman. They're harming themselves mm-hmm. by behaving this way. And I appreciate you saying that, Gaza, truly, because if men and women, and then women who do predatory things, because I definitely agree that there's women out there who are not living the right life. But I do feel like women are more likely to call another woman out.
I agree with that.
So
you just brought up a thought of mine, but there I won't go into because I'll probably extend this episode way too long.
Yeah, and we're already longer than we expected.
It'll probably make good for another episode.
Yeah, let's.
I was about to get wild in there for a second.
Oh my gosh. Will you remember for next week?
I don't know. Maybe I should get it out now. I was thinking, right? When you said that, I went back to my childhood. We talked about women and predatory.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I might have been messed with when I was. I think I was.
How old was the woman?
Older. This was in England.
You were a little child.
Yeah, in England. The funny thing is, I really don't even really think about it. Because, you know, I'm a man, right? I'm a boy. I don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like 10, 12 years older than me.
So she was like a 20-something-year-old person, and you're like 13 or 14 years old.
I think I was younger than that.
What?
That was a cute little boy.
You know what? But you see how you're laughing right now?
Mm-hmm.
That's actually not a laughing matter. That is disgusting.
It is, but I've never really thought about it like, you know, mm-hmm. this chick was
and that's
in
why
violation.
We
true
need
violation.
To raise our boys the same way we raise our girls in that capacity.
To me, it was like, shit, I got an older chick.
Right.
And
that's the thing. That's not something for our boys to be proud of. Their bodies need to be respected. God didn't say women's bodies are a temple and men just go willy nilly. Because guess what? Soul ties occur regardless of your sex. Spiritual demons and all that stuff laying on you occurs no matter your sex. So if we teach our young boys, like, remember when Chase was young and I will always tell him, like, no, you don't go out there just having sex with everybody. Your penis is a prize. Everyone doesn't deserve that type of reward. So you should keep it to yourself, because do you want to end up
with
a young lady?
Your penis is a prize.
The same way, I don't know what I'm going to say to London for nothing. I have no idea what I'm going to tell her in regards.
I know what I'm going to tell her.
I don't
know what the hell
don't
I'm gonna
say
tell her.
It. Don't say it, because God knows what you're going to tell her.
So I'll leave her lonely like that.
But either way.
I ain't going to be on no T.I. bullshit.
No, we're definitely
not. I'm definitely going to make sure that she is steered in the right direction. I'll tell you that. I'm going to have a good eye on her.
But it's just the understanding that you need to respect yourself. You need to respect what you're doing with your body. Now, if you feel totally free about it and you're clearing your understanding, so because some young men feel like that's the rite of passage to becoming a man, and it has nothing to do with manhood. The amount of women that you mounted has nothing to do with your manhood. And I said mounted on purpose because it's animalistic for us to behave that way.
If I told my friends some of these stories, they'd just laugh at me.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, shit, you started early. It'll be fun and jokes, right?
Right.
So I guess I've never really even looked at it like that. I had a few encounters like that when I was younger that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
But I don't really think about it too much. I don't think it's really bothered me like that.
This is the thing. You may not recognize it, but just your tone change when saying what you just said about, like, I don't really think about it. The fact that you've had to suppress it. The fact that we try to laugh it off. We often laugh off real pain. And I'm not saying that it has made you dysfunctional or anything like that, but being able to release that burden and talking to someone about the things that young men suppress or young men celebrate that shouldn't be celebrated that's the beginning of us ending the holding each other accountable, right? Because when you're in that particular situation, instead of someone hitting you on the back or on the shoulder saying, hey man, you started early, that's good for you, saying like, no, that's not right. That shouldn't have happened to you. Like, all of it's a full circle. It's a full spectrum of things. And we're definitely going way over than what we expected.
I don't think it really shaped who I was or anything
that. No, I'm not saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I said I don't think it made you dysfunctional.
I don't think I have any pain just buried or anything like that.
I didn't say that you did specifically, but I'm saying that we oftentimes laugh off real pain.
That's
and,
true.
And we try to ignore it and we try to suppress it because no matter what, that story isn't right and you're realizing it right now.
The only thing that made me realize when you said predatory women, and mm-hmm. I don't know why I thought about it all of a sudden, but that's what.
And you've never told me this.
I know I never told you that, but something triggered.
But right now, I feel actually, I've never told you that. Let's go ahead and end this.
Damn, I never told you that.
I want to talk now. You guys, thank you so, so very much for coming. And this episode did not go how I expected, but I think it was a good one. Welcome to the inside world of Angel and Gaza.
And oops.
All right.
Catch y'all next week, man.
Yes, indeed.